This is the Jabberjaw Podcast Network. Visit jabberjawmedia.com for more shows like this one.
Today's show is sponsored by Lyft. The free Lyft app gets users a ride in minutes on demand 24/7 for less than the cost of a cab. Right now, listeners get three free rides up to $10 each. That's up to a $30 value when you enter promo code BADCHRISTIAN. That's three free rides when you enter promo code BADCHRISTIAN.
Today's show is also sponsored by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Do you know where to find the perfect candidate? ZipRecruiter finds candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Right now, our listeners can post jobs for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/first. That's ZipRecruiter.com/first.
You are now entering the Bad Christian Podcast.
Gig it! Yo, Joey, it's election night. You ready to rock? Alabama, Alaska, Alabama, California, Colorado. Could this be Christian Podcast?
Yes, it is. And we will talk about everything about the elections, the stats, the candidates, the scandals, the states, the precincts, everything.
Oh, I love it.
We'll get to it, and we're going to have a bunch of kick-ass friends of ours coming on. We got... okay, Joey. Hit the applause again, Jake.
Oh, man, Joey. I tell you what. I just
want to
say...
Yeah, okay. So back to what I was saying. We got Scott Mellinger from Zayo's going to be on. Seth and Melanie Studley. I think Matt and Christy McDonald are going to be on the show. Who else is coming on tonight?
Tyson Motzenbacher.
Tyson Motzenbacher is going to check in. It's going to be great. We got Mark Solomon is going to check in. And maybe Donald will check in as things unfold. But before we get to that stuff.
He's actually, Donald Trump is going to do his concession speech with us.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. We've got that coming. Wait, Joey, what are you saying? You think Donald Trump's going to lose?
Hey Toby, when did you notice the word in your pre-roll?
Yeah, in my pre-roll, somebody changed the word "show" with "fuck."
So you did today's better. You did better with that than did Ron Burgundy,
right?
Or Charles Barkley, who's going to get fooled by the teleprompter.
Hey, speaking of the old election, check out my shirt right here. It says, "Don't blame me. I voted for Emory." Can y'all see it?
Oh, that's nice. You already got that shirt, huh?
It's so nice. And I want to say, it feels so comfy. Like, I don't usually think about T-shirts and comfy. This one's so nice. I, like, keep kind of rubbing myself, and it's pretty nice. So, check this out. I put up I think there's a video you can watch. I wrote a song about America, and it goes along with this shirt. Don't blame me. I voted for Emory. I think you can get it at badchristian.com.
Yeah,
check
it
out.
Get it there. And let me tell you why that shirt is so comfortable. We started getting our shirts printed at Merchline. So, we started buying higher quality shirts. And we got more information coming about the quality and new stuff that we're going to be making and selling. But we've been getting into, it's not like just some cheap shirt that you slap together. And then, you know, when the screen printing feels all fat and thick, like
not
it's, and it's sweaty. So we use a Merchline, which is a company down there where a bunch of Under Oath, Tim from Under Oath works there. Jay Velarde from the Almost is our guy down there. James from Under Oath works there. And they're doing all our printing now. And they do a great job. And the printing on the shirts themselves feel so good. So it's like an adult shirt.
Wonderful.
They're real. I mean, it's good stuff.
It's so nice. Like, that's what I'm saying. I didn't expect it to be this comfy and nice fitting. It is great. So, go over to probably on Emory Facebook, but check it out. There's a song I wrote about America. It's called America, America. It's pretty good.
Right on. Okay, awesome, so the other thing is the West Coast BC Pod live shows. We haven't gotten that a lot of press lately because we've been talking about the Christmas party we're going to have in Seattle on December 11th, which is going to be amazing. But right after that, Toby and Joey and I are going to go to California and Oregon. And we're doing 5 BC Pod live shows. And it's not just BC Pod live. It is a Christmas party on the road. So Toby and I are going to do a bunch of music. I'll let Joey sing if he wants to. I don't care. On Christmas, you can let anybody sing, right?
I'll kill it. Yeah. Please don't let him sing.
It'll just be called caroling, but he could sing a little bit on that. But we're going to do a bunch of Christmas music. We're going to bring food and drinks for you. We're going to dress up. It's going to be fancy. It's going to be at somebody's house. or an office building or some cool places that we have lined up. And it's going to just be a holiday party with us, and we're going to do a podcast and music, semi-formal event. It's going to be very, very fun. So you can get those tickets on badchristian.com. I don't know if there's a special URL. Reva, just badchristian.com. They'll find them, right? Yep.
It is. It's going to be great celebrating the holidays with you guys.
And that's like December 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, whatever that week is. You can check the dates and see where we're going to be. But you know the way. Yeah. You know, you big West Coast cities. You know who you are.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, let me ask you guys a question about this election here, and we're gonna be asking Matt and Christy McDonald this same question. But I want to know from you guys: are you guys like if we found out Trump is our new president, does fear describe you guys in any way? Like, I've heard so many people, like Dan Koch and my buddy here in Charleston, Ryan Amick, and I want to say Matt McDonald, talk about just how fearful they are of what would happen. Would you guys be afraid of a Trump presidency?
Well, let me answer that two ways. First of all, I will say most of the people listening to this episode, we already have President Trump, or we don't. So
right.
If that is the case, you have to understand we're doing this election night. And hopefully what we talk about tonight, and I'm going to remind you guys, let's keep it pertinent to if this will be a decent listen next week when it actually is in the podcast feed. But the fear that I have is very little. I'll go on the record immediately as I didn't vote. I haven't voted. I'm not that worried about it. And here's the simplest way I put it is, I trust whatever y'all decide. America, I do. I'm good. And whoever wins, I'll support it. It's fine.
We ran out the Indians.
Look, I'm just saying I'm good.
Native Americans.
I'm just saying that I'm pro-democracy. I think that that's what voting's all about, and may the best man win. And you can't, you just have to go with that. And I'm okay with whoever y'all decide. I really am. Now, I do think there's some very serious dangers with Donald Trump, but I don't think it'll be that big of a deal even if he does win or has
won. Okay, hold on. What do you think the real danger is? Like World War
III? Well, let me start with a simple one. I very, very almost sold half of or all the stocks that I own. Because if he wins, I think the stock market will tank immediately. And that's not his direct fault even, but I think it's...
Wait, you actually literally did that?
No, I didn't, but I really feel like I should have. Because there's a chance he could have one. And in that case, I'm certain the stock market will be affected negatively. So
Matt, you saw when the FBI stopped with the investigation of Hillary, all the stocks went up.
Just a little bit here and there. It's no big deal, but it could be a serious issue if he does. And then, I think there's some real potential dangers. I don't think they're likely, but you just don't know what's going to happen with that guy. You just don't. So therefore, there could be some real crazy. And I'm sorry. Here's what I think is insane is I'm afraid. If I had to say what I'm afraid of, I'm afraid if Trump has won the election, that the way people will react will be devastating. Okay. So, riot for this or that. And for good causes, we have protests and riots and stuff like that. But if Donald Trump wins, I don't think 45% of America is going to take it well. And I'm very worried about what they'll do. And then if the country becomes in shambles and civil unrest because he won before he even does anything, I think he might not react so well too. So it's a double-edged sword there. So let's just say all the people that are super upset that he won actually cause violence and unrest and protest, and then it incites police violence. I mean, it could be a vicious cycle. And then you have Trump being the president at the time when the country's in civil unrest because he became president. How do you think he's going to react to that? That could be very volatile. You know what I mean? I'm not worried about politics and policy in the Supreme Court. I'm not that really worried about that stuff. I'm just saying it could incite civil unrest.
To answer your question, Joey, I mean, I promise you all family members and all the church people I went to church with said that Obama was going to destroy America. It was going to be a living nightmare, and the end of America was going to happen in those 4 years. And then he got elected again. They're like, "Hey, we did not learn our lesson." And then now everybody's like, that Obama's pretty cool.
I think the big difference there is that Obama is a politician. And so to some degree, politicians are wanting to please people and have approval ratings and all that stuff. I think Trump has shown himself to just not really give a rat's ass about any of that.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to get Matt McDonald on or Christy on here and talk to him?
Yeah.
Y'all have to keep talking while I look, because I got to dial all these numbers. It's going to be a disaster.
Man, I think for like 50%.
Joey, are you scared? Are you scared who wins? I mean, like, does it really matter? I mean, if it's Hillary, do you think it'll be that bad?
No. I mean, honestly, with Hillary, this sounds messed up, but the only thing I'm really concerned about is my own wallet. I mean, I just think that the insurance trend that Obama set in motion is kind of ugly for middle class. And I don't know. Middle class is beaten up a lot, man. And I learned this really once we started making some money with Bad Christian and Priscilla started selling some real estate, and we're both self-employed income. I mean, that junk is eaten up like crazy, man. It's just unbelievable.
Here's what I think. I'm telling everybody right now, I said this 2 years ago at least. I mean, it's not like anything brilliant, but I was certain Hillary would win. And I would still bet money on it, and there's no doubt about it. Now, Matt, you've said several times, well, Trump has a 30% chance, which is like, you know, that's a really good chance. That's actually, there's a real chance he can win. I think the difference is, though, you're looking at random things to compare it to. A random roll of the dice, yeah, 30% chance to hit on a dice roll or roulette or whatever is a really good chance. But this isn't just a random dice roll. Most states are pretty locked in on who they're going to vote for. So there's a very small, narrow path for Trump to win.
Yep.
And I just don't see any way that's going to happen. So for me personally, there is no chance that Hillary's not going to win. That's why I didn't vote. Mm-hmm. Well, also I didn't vote because we had moved from South Carolina to Tennessee. And then we couldn't actually, the hoops we had to jump through to get our vote were just too much. We were like on the internet for like 30, 40 minutes trying to just figure out how we could even vote. We couldn't. Uh-huh. And local stuff is what matters more to me. And since I don't know anything locally here, since we just moved, and I mean, we're not going to be in South Carolina. We just chose not to.
Have you voted much in the past?
Yeah, in the past we did. And honestly, because of my wife, she kind of encouraged us to vote, which I thought was pretty cool. And it was funny. I was talking to Billy Power today, and he was like, you know, I was just so disgusted with everything. I just wasn't going to vote.
Uh-huh.
And he said, but my wife and I have voted together every year or every time it was a voting time for like 18 years. So he said, "Aw, I love you." And so they went and voted.
You know, I think it's just insane when there's a long poll line, like those hours of long poll lines. I just like, man, I would not ever do
Dude,
that.
I went, Joey, I went at the perfect vote? Time. Yeah, I went at the perfect time. Time 350.
Who'd you vote for? Did you vote for Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, do you want
no,
to
you
say
voted
for
Gary
voted
Johnson,
for?
Didn't you?
I voted for Gary Johnson. Yeah. And here's
I think your vote didn't matter. What do you think about that?
I think given that South Carolina is a non-swing state, I think that it's actually a good move because South Carolina is going to be Trump. I mean, it's impossible for Clinton to win South Carolina.
Right.
And so me voting for Gary Johnson, if like a bunch of people did that, then it would just raise some eyebrows and maybe bring a little more attention to
it. I thought your passive with no answers with the libertarian guy was great. And that guy makes really good arguments. And I totally support third party voters. I think that's great. I think it sends a message. I think it matters. I think that's totally fine.
Yeah. Honestly, talking to that guy, it just made me so frustrated with politics and I guess even more disgruntled and... it's crazy. I had someone text me, like someone at our church, and say, "Hey, man, is it okay if I don't vote? Like, basically, like, am I doing a bad thing?"
Not voting is a choice. That's the thing. Like, people want to tell you, "Oh, but they're so scared and so worried or whatever." But like, the truth is, not voting also means you are doing something.
To not
now,
vote.
At the same time, I agree with you, Matt. I did not vote because I felt helpless and also the system kind of screwed me, but I won't complain. You will not hear me complain about Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. But that I'm totally fine.
In fact,
with
would
the
you
people
support
picking.
Him? Will you support President Trump?
Yeah, I'm not. Yes, I will support. I think both of them are just awful. But whoever's our president, what I really hope is they just have some honor and decency. Like the best, you know what I would think? The coolest thing in the world would be if like Hillary became president, she immediately divorced Bill. Like just
cut like, him loose.
See,
like I made
bitch.
It. I do not need you anymore.
Right. I don't
this is
need
payback
you.
For all your bullshit, right. Bill. You are out. I love that idea.
I swear.
She would
be
so empowered. She'd be that. Then
oh
she,
my God.
Then
yes.
She would actually be a landmark. That's the thing they say is really sad. She's going to win and it'll be the first woman president, but it's just not how you had envisioned it happening that way.
I know.
I mean, you want somebody honorable. That's the thing that I hate the most about this election. There is zero honor in it. I hear people on both sides just saying, well, you know, I mean, I just hate that nobody. I mean, there are a few people, like I saw Louis C.K. on some late night talk show talking about he just thinks Hillary's great and awesome and all this stuff. And I was just like, you got to be kidding me, man. I mean, you can say she's better than Trump, I guess, but I mean, she's not great. I mean, she has a lot of shit in her closet that makes her dishonorable, mm-hmm. not smart. She made bad decisions. And I'm just, I mean, if she's going to be president, okay. I'll support her, but I'm not going to say, man, I'm so happy it's her that gets to be the first one. Now, honestly, I will say, I mean, Obama being the first black president was huge for our country. And man, what a dude. Like, zero. I mean, do you realize how crazy it is for a dude that looks good and is as smooth as Obama to have zero infidelity questions ever?
I know.
Like, yeah. It wasn't. That plagues every man almost. And our president is like the best,
the most
guy.
Scandal, like, you know, personal. He's a family values man compared to anybody right. else you could talk about.
I mean, the only thing anybody could say was, like, I can remember some people saying, man, he's taking vacations. I was like, what the?
Plays too much golf.
Are you kidding?
The bastard.
Are you kidding me?
Evil Antichrist, Muslim terrorist, plays too much golf.
I mean, he's the president. He didn't get a break. I mean, come on. That has to be. I mean, here's the thing. Do you think the presidency is such an awful job now and so political that no actual good person that could really do a great job will ever run? I mean, is it over? Are we in this system, will we only have politicians?
I think 2016 is going to force us to turn a corner. I mean, I just think that, like, for example, the Republican Party, I just don't think we'll go down this route again. I mean, this has just been horrible for the party, and I don't think they'll allow it to happen
anymore.
They
look like fools. I mean, it's just fools.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So I
have to admit, right now, the Democratic Party has run better. Now, it sure is. No, you know what? I'm going to disagree with what I just said. The whole Clinton-Bernie thing where she just, like, basically had the whole party against him, and that's really shitty, and the fact that it came out. But, I mean, the truth is, the Republican side just looks so stupid to allow this guy. Like, I'm not kidding. Almost any of the other people that were running on the Republican side might literally have beat Hillary. They might have won.
And there was a real chance. On earth could have beat Hillary, it seems like.
I mean, isn't that crazy?
Like, yeah, I think the flip side is true, too. I mean, Hillary would, I mean, like, if you remove Hillary, then Trump. Wait a second. My mind's messed up here. I'm having a hard time reversing my mind. So basically, if you put someone in Hillary's place, they destroy Donald Trump. It's not even a race. Right. If you put a decent Republican in, they destroy Hillary. It's not even a race. I mean, it's just like both of these candidates are a joke. And I know you guys aren't into conspiracy and, you know, you
I'm
think
a little bit now. I'm actually like, I think I just, I'm changing.
I just really think that there is something to Hillary making sure Trump got where he's at. I mean, do you guys realize that the media did not turn on Trump until right. he was the Republican candidate? I mean, right. that's there's something up with that. I mean,
I'm going to totally agree with you. I do believe that the Democrat, the more liberal party, it does have a closer connection with majority of the media. Maybe the media reports truthfully, but are y'all still there?
Yep.
Yeah. Y'all were both just totally frozen. I thought y'all were frozen. Y'all were
just that bored. Captivated. That's all.
You're that captivated.
Yeah, but we're okay. Entranced.
But you're exactly right. I mean, then all of a sudden he gets the Republican nomination, and then all this shit comes out, and people then turn on him. I agree. I don't think it's a conspiracy in the sense of she manipulated the media completely, but it is very strange that that guy won and everybody's okay with it. Like,
yeah.
But also it tells you the state of where we're at right now. People are really frustrated with the bullshit. So Donald Trump actually has a chance to win the presidency just because people think politics is so stupid and so bad.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, replace Trump with some other crazy candidate like Bruce Willis. He would kick Clinton's ass because Bruce Willis, he wouldn't say the stupid stuff. He would probably sound a little smart and people would be like, well, yeah, I'm cool with the diehard guy being a president. I mean, it's just, you know, Trump of all people, it's just nuts, man.
I wanted to look up the numbers, like, because Matt is super big on talking about Trump having a 30% chance means that it's a really good chance.
But I wanted to say, okay, so Mitt Romney had a really good chance to beat Barack Obama. He actually got 48% of the vote, which is crazy. Barack won 62.6 million, uh-huh, and Mitt Romney got 59 million, which is really crazy. 3 million more, but Obama got 332 of the electoral votes. Mm-hmm. Romney only got 206. So it's a pretty easy win. But that's what's really crazy is all I'm trying to look through the Mitt Romney states that he won. Mitt Romney won Alabama, which Trump just won. Mitt Romney won Alaska. I think Trump will win that. Mitt Romney won Arizona. I don't know if that yeah, that hasn't.
Well,
come
that
in
shows
yet.
You how crazy our country is divided. They gave Trump, they gave Hillary Clinton a 0.1 or 2% chance of winning Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, he had 99 point in a lot of states, and Alabama was at his highest. And they had Hillary. They had him at 99.9 or 99.7 chance of Trump winning Alabama. Like
now, no Joey, what did you say? Didn't you say Trump right now is winning Florida by like 1%? Well,
that's an
like
upset, though.
91% of the vote is in with Florida, and he's winning by 1.5.
Yeah, but they had the polls had Hillary on that one. So if a bunch of states fall that way, this will have turned into a Trump thing. Scott Mellinger, how are you doing, buddy?
I am good. How about yourself?
Good. We've been talking. Have you been keeping up with what's going on? Do you want to give us an update and what you're seeing and what's happening out there?
I've been kind of going back and forth between you guys and MSNBC. And a lot of these states are still too close to call. Like Florida's crazy. It looks like it's going to go Trump, Florida.
Which is
an upset. I don't think they were ready for that. No. Yeah. Basically.
They weren't ready for that?
No, that was supposed to be blue. Yeah.
No, I think really? She thought, yeah, but I mean, I don't think she needed it, but I definitely think she thought they had it. Same with Virginia. I think Virginia's going to go for her eventually, but it's still like really close. Really?
Aren't you in Pennsylvania, Scott?
I'm in Pennsylvania, yeah.
Has it come in yet?
No, it's still there. I don't think we have, I think it's like maybe 70%.
Now, 4 years ago, y'all were a red state with Mitt Romney.
I think so. I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm looking at it. I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah, it was Obama, Barack Obama, wasn't it? Yeah.
Obama won 52-47. Yeah. Sorry, I was looking at that wrong.
Still kind of close.
Did you get out and vote, Scott, today or early?
I did get out. Yes, I did.
Will you tell us who you voted for?
Sure, I voted for Jill Stein.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, third party.
We can get into whatever. But
yeah, let's do it. Tell us about that. Jill Stein is the Green candidate, and I think she said something recently about how crystals were the only technology we need. And so you voted for her because why?
I don't have words for this with insanity. Like, so Trump is, I mean, the things that come out of that guy's mouth, I'm waiting for him to like go, I was joking, everybody. I'm not really running for president. And then Clinton too, with her history of foreign policy, I'm not a big fan. I mean, you know, she was happy to go into Libya. I don't think regime change is a smart idea. She's more than likely going to go into Syria. When you say you're going to put a no-fly zone in Syria, you're pretty much talking war then. You know, that's the one thing I think is funny. I'm terrified of Donald Trump myself. But if you want to talk about like war and anti-war candidates, Trump's like less warmongering than she is. And nobody's like, the left doesn't want to acknowledge this at all. You look at who she would maybe pick for her cabinet. I mean, most of them are going to be big bank guys. You're not either one of these candidates, man. You're not, people think they think Trump's going to bring. Go ahead.
Yes, Scott. When you say that you're terrified of Trump, what's involved in that?
Well, I don't know if you watched the latest Jon Stewart comedy routine he just did. He put a YouTube video out. Well, people are talking about it now. I think he did it for a little while ago. But when you have a guy that gets made fun of and then he goes on a Twitter, he unleashes on people. You know, what's to say, like, let's just say Ahmadinejad, even though he doesn't control really what Iran does, but say he comes out and says something, or say any Middle East country comes out and says something, or say like an actual legitimate country that would be very terrifying to go to war with would say something. Do we know that he, is he going to have a steady hand and not do something crazy? especially too when you like, I don't know if Trump's going to be that much in charge. I mean, I heard you guys talking about it a little before. I'm under the opinion that there's a lot of people that make the decisions. You know, your president should have the least power of all of them.
Yeah, well, that's been the problem lately, though. I mean, and I do, like, I like to say the president doesn't matter that much. That's my experience, mm-hmm. because we've had a bunch of presidents that doesn't seem to have mattered that much. Now, the counter to that is there's somebody I listen to a lot, Dan Carlin, does Hardcore History and Common Sense. And
I love that.
He always points out that the executive person has continually, with terror and emergencies and tragedies, continually grab mm-hmm. more and more power, and they use it. So while the president doesn't affect me very much, it probably affects people in other countries and immigrants and people that get bombed by drones and being able to start war without Congress and people, you know, whether or not you care about being spied on by the CIA and the government and those things. So, it seems that the executive, whoever it is, Obama's super guilty of this. Trump, of course, would be. Hillary.
Absolutely.
They seem to be accumulating power, and it's a one way street to say, we're in terror now. We've had an attack. So I need extra power to deal with this. And it never gets that power never goes away. So I do think there's an issue with the president having more and more power as time goes on. And a reasonable fear that a president like Trump, who knows what he could or would do. But I expect Hillary Clinton to grab as much power and to increase the executive's power as much
we know what she will do.
Do you guys think, though, that like if in a Trump presidency, like most things will be like gold, made of gold then? Mm-hmm. Though? Won't that be a good thing?
Like Back to the Future, like
totally. Yeah.
Like change the red, white, and blue to like just gold.
Trump is Biff.
Right. There you go. There's some similarities there.
He was.
Hey Scott.
No, they said he was.
Scott, how do you respond to people that say, "Man, you're just pissing your vote away if you go third party"?
Well, that's totally fine for the brainwashed masses of people that watch this kind of news all day. To me, voting for two people that I can't stand at all is throwing my vote away.
I totally agree.
And like I said, Trump's the scary unknown. We don't know what he'll do. He could be crazy. I mean, he could. I can't imagine him not being reasonable.
Yeah, and that's the double-edged sword with Trump is that's why there's people attracted to him, because he's not political. But then that's the scary part, too, is he just doesn't care what people think about him, where at least Hillary wants the approval ratings, wants everybody happy. So she's going to be trying to please everyone. That's one thing that should make us all a little comfortable. But Trump, my God.
But what's scary about Hillary, though, is that she'll please us on the face. But I mean, her lobbyists behind her and the people that would be, giving her money or whatever you want to say, like the weapons manufacturers and all those different type of people.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to want a certain thing. And then, and she's already said, if you read
Scott, will you support whoever is the president here? You're going to support Trump and Clinton, either one.
Support's a kind of a weird word. I think what I want to do is I want to really
support's
watch.
A weird word.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I can support either one. What I will support, though, is whoever gets in there, be it Hillary or be it Trump, whatever. I'm hoping that, you know, we can get some, maybe some people in Congress that'll have some spines, maybe some people in the Senate that'll have some spines, and we can watch what these people do. And, you know, like you were saying earlier, Matt, the executive's taking over the power to where like they can declare war, but you still have to go to Congress to pay for that. So hopefully there's going to be checks and balances enough that either one of them can be stopped to a degree, but we're already, I mean, with what we're doing in the Middle East, even with the Obama administration, we're going down that road. I mean, if we go into Syria and they want to do more regime change, go in and take out Assad, like they've talked about for the last year. I mean, dude, the saber rattling against Russia is really terrifying.
Yeah,
there's no evidence whatsoever of them actually hacking and taking those DNC emails. There were two places and they were both Clinton paid for. So there's no real evidence that they hacked us. I mean, a lot of the top people now are saying that like there's a ton of different countries that hacked into those emails to get them. Assange isn't telling people where he got them from. And so to call them and say that they're doing espionage against the American political process. And then she said hacking, will be looked at as any attack. A cyber attack is going to be any attack to us, and we could go at that with cyber attacks ourselves or military intervention. Dude, you can't. We're not fighting Russia.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Scott, we're gonna bump you off here. We got a bunch of other stuff to do tonight, but we've appreciated hearing from it. And so you got a new Zayo record out, though. I'll let you mention that real quick while you're here.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, actually, we did a self-release. Mm-hmm. Hint, hint to people, friends of ours that did that themselves.
Hell yeah.
We did a self-release. It's going to be out December 9th. Pre-orders are up now. If you go to holymountain.com or if you go to zayoonline.net, our website, you can do it there too. Facebook too, everything, all of our social media. We have a bunch of links to it. And yeah, dude, we're really excited.
Cool. Well, nice. You know, good luck up there in Pennsylvania. We'll talk to you soon, Scott.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Thank you guys. We'll see
you. Thanks for joining us, bye-bye. Man.
All right.
See you. My pleasure.
Okay. So what are we at, break, or you got another guest coming out? What do y'all want to do? How many minutes are we, Reva? In. We're 34. So it's break time.
Let's take a break.
All right. Take a break and we'll be right back and we'll have another guest that we'll pull out of the Rolodex here. And by break, we aren't really going anywhere. We're going to talk about some of our sponsors, and our sponsors are very important to us. And I got to tell you some really good news. Now, if you hate hearing us talk about sponsors, I guess maybe it's bad news for you, but I think most people are happy for us. We've got a bunch of sponsors that are on board for 6 months contract and all of 2017 already. And that just means one thing.
I'm going to feed my kids.
It really is amazing. It's just incredible. So, that just means one thing, that you guys do pay attention to the sponsors, because they measure how many people click through, use promo codes, check out the stuff we talk about. And we like the stuff. And so thank you so much for doing it. It really means a lot. So skip ahead if you want to, or listen to us talk about the stuff. Good thing. So what have we got today, guys?
Well, first of all, we got Lyft, and it's the app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24/7. And I'm telling you, it really, you know, I did it the other day and I was kind of in a pinch with traffic. I had to get one of my girls one place, and we were actually in such bad traffic, and one of our girls was so late to gymnastics that I said, Priscilla, drop me and Gwynnie off and I will call Lyft. And it was just unbelievable. I mean, tapped on a button, needed a ride, and there was literally a couple of cars within 5 minutes. And next thing you know, my girl's where she needs to be. And obviously, I didn't put her in the car by herself, but hey, you know what? It probably would have been safe with Lyft. No, but here's the thing about Lyft, man, is all of the creepy drivers and dirty cars, they're eliminated, because obviously you have the whole rating system. And I mean, so they're all fully vetted through their 10-point safety standard, criminal background, DMV background checks. I mean, so all the bad dudes are eliminated. The prices are obviously way better than cabs and all that. And you know, Lyft isn't the biggest ride sharing app, but it's the fastest growing and the highest rated one.
Hell yeah.
And so we're talking right now quality over quantity, big time. So thanks to Lyft, you got an easy way to avoid drunk driving. You never have to be a bum without a ride. You never have to worry about parking. A lot of people are actually getting rid of their cars and relying on Lyft to get around. And hey, I don't blame them. So right now, Lyft is offering our drivers a special deal. You get 3 free rides. That's up to $10 each, a $30 value when you enter promo code BADCHRISTIAN. So just download the free Lyft app, that's LYFT, and enter promo code BADCHRISTIAN in the payment section. You'll start with 3 free rides. That's crazy. $10 each. That's up to, yeah. So promo code BADCHRISTIAN. Download the app Lyft.
Okay. So if anybody out there, and I know we got a lot of people out there that run businesses, do stuff, work in HR departments and businesses, we deal with a lot of different people here. And, I tell you, sometimes you got a new position and you're going to hire somebody, and you, here's the thing, you say, I've got to post this job. Where are you going to post it? You can post in the classified ads on the, you're going to take in the newspaper and say, hiring. I know, put a sign in the window of your business, say hiring. Is that, I mean, and try to attract people that way. Well, of course there's a bunch of ways that you could look for job candidates, but let me tell you about a great one, ZipRecruiter. Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Because your company, the thing you're doing, is only as good as the people running it. Think about the people that are going to be interfacing with your customers, that are going to be doing your accounting, that are going to be running your departments that you can't oversee. Trust me, you don't, the amount of time that you take to select the right candidate is paramount. There's really nothing more important. And if you want to find the perfect hire, all you need to do is you can post on every single top job site with ZipRecruiter.com. So there's 100+ job sites and social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch the qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. It's not even hard to do at all. So you don't have to juggle emails and just take all these things in your own inbox and people calling your office randomly or knocking on the door saying, "You hiring?" You don't have to deal with that. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person and do it quickly. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. So a million businesses have used this. That's a big deal. So right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Did you think it was going to cost a bunch of money? Right now, our listeners can do it for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/first. You have nothing to lose and a lot to gain. If you find that perfect employee, you're going to be so happy. And that's ZipRecruiter.com/first. One more time, try it for free. Just try it. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/first.
All right, we also have a new album from our good friends at Wolves at the Gate. And we've known these guys. We've been on tour with them. They're awesome. They have a new record called Types and Shadows. It's available right now. And here's what's cool. Types and Shadows is kind of a record. It's about stories. Each song is a different story from various vantage points. And it's their third full length, so you know these guys are seasoned veterans. So we're going to play a song from their new album, Types and Shadows, called Asleep. This is Asleep from Wolves at the Gate. Interviewed Steve on Break It Down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did. We talked about this and a bunch of stuff there. Steve is a really good guy. He's a construction worker back home in New Jersey. He is a really...
I wish he was a plumber. Steve the plumber.
I'm sure
so
he can
cooler.
Do. I'm sure he can do plumbing too. But Steve,
he probably can.
Steve and I have a lot in common as far as we like to think of things on the fundamental levels and structure and build them up from the ground up. Neither of us think we're like super artistic. So that's what we talked about in the Break It Down podcast. But we talked about, we played a bunch of clips from his music that I thought were great on there too. So if you want to check that out, that's good. They've got a bunch of really good stuff and you can get it at solidstate.merchnow.com. They got vinyl, t-shirts, bunch of other stuff. The album is called Types and Shadows. There's a ton of great tracks on it. Not just the song Asleep, but a bunch of good ones.
Once again, our good friends at Wolves at the Gate, their new album's called Types and Shadows, and it's available now. So go get that album. Go get the vinyl. Go get the t-shirts. Buy it all. It's going to be worth it, and you're going to be very happy you did. Well, strangely enough, my brother Mike's in town. Can y'all give me a second?
I'm going to
run. Yeah. Can y'all talk just for a second while I run down and grab him?
Yeah, go get Mike.
Yeah, if he's in a chill mood. Is he in a chill mood?
Well,
we'll see.
I'll let y'all see. Hold on. Let me go grab him real quick.
Joe, you get any other updates on how stuff's unfolding from CNN?
Breaking news, Trump is 49.1% of Florida still. And I mean, it's crazy. Like, at this point, you would think that Hillary Clinton would have all the momentum. And, you know, I'm not listening to anything, but Florida is, I mean, Trump's ahead in Florida. Trump is way ahead in Ohio. The only big swing, oh my gosh, 95% of the vote is in Florida now, and he's ahead by like 2%. That's unbelievable.
That's
North Carolina, He's ahead by 3%.
So Toby's going to get Mike. I imagine Mike's a Trump guy, obviously, right?
He's got to be a Trump guy. I mean, first of all, he's a meathead. There's no way he would want a woman president. It just doesn't even matter.
So I know he's going to get Mike, but I don't see. I mean, obviously, he's just going to be.
In fact, who knows?
I don't know.
I would see Mike as actually being a fan of Trump. Like, Trump wouldn't be the lesser of two evils. I think Trump would be somebody you would think. But I could also see Mike as someone that's not.
What the f***? Did you watch the f***ing election yet?
Mike, calm down.
Shut your f***ing mouth. No, Mike, calm down.
I got one god thing to say to you. I got a f***ing
eye. Okay, Mike, and we're going to have a conversation here. Okay. So first of all, your mic is going to
pee.
This is our show. I understand you're going to have to play with us a little bit here. You're going to have to calm down a little bit. First of all, your mic's going to pee.
I'm going to play with your mother,
Okay, do you want to talk about this election and stuff like that? I'm good to talk about it if you want to. Can you get a grip?
God, here's the thing. I'm at Ely's last night. I swear to you, today I was going to vote for Trump. I'm watching on the news. You know what the f***er said? Hey, Seattle, know what the what Trump said? He doesn't drink. Then I look up there and I see Clinton nailing a bottle of Jaeger. Who the f*** you think I'm going to vote for?
Wait. So you're saying you're a Trump guy. You've been pumped to vote for Trump. You've been pumped for Trump for this whole election cycle. And then last night, you found out that Trump, like, okay, basically you're saying you wanted to vote for Trump. He'd be somebody to have a beer with, hang out at the bar. And you found out last night he doesn't drink.
Listen, I thought Donald Trump was like my best bud. I couldn't have imagined a better president.
You kind of talk like him.
And then that motherfucker doesn't drink. What kind of pussy drink?
That is true. He doesn't drink alcohol, which I think is a little bit weird because I just think that's always a weird thing. Now, I don't have a problem when somebody is in recovery or they go to AA or something like that. But somebody that doesn't drink at all, that is a little bit bizarre. So I understand that, Mike. Somebody just stays away from alcohol
not one of my people that I'm going to vote for or I'm going to hang out with. Look at this bald-headed there. You think he can fucking do a keg stand? That can't do shit. No wonder he preaches at a church.
Okay.
Hey, no.
How do you think I feel? Everybody comes down on me. How do you think right here feels when you're president?
So did you vote today and you voted for
a Miller Lite?
So did you vote for Hillary today and you think she would like chill with you and have a Miller Lite?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm a little surprised that you're okay with a woman president.
Dude, I love women. Listen, here's the deal. I looked up Hillary Clinton on YouTube about drinking. I saw her doing a keg stand in Cabo where they flipped her upside down. She drank the more beer than I've ever seen. Hell yeah, I'll vote for her. You gonna vote for somebody that doesn't drink alcohol?
I can see that being, it's not one of the biggest issues, but I do see where you're coming from.
Your mom's the biggest issue I've ever been with.
No, Mike, I'm saying I understand. I get where you're coming from. I actually kind of agree with you. That's weird. So don't be antagonistic to me.
Who the f*** did you vote for?
I didn't vote, Mike.
God
What's wrong with
I'm
that?
I'm out. I'm
gonna
go find my brother. I'm going to go find my brother, and I hope to God both could die next year.
Okay.
Why are you so mad, man?
Okay, Mike Morrell, everybody. I apologize. I sincerely apologize for his language. I apologize for Mike. He's a... I don't know if he still hears, but... It's obviously... it's a steroid issue. I've known Mike for a really long time. He's not that aggressive.
Don't make excuses.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm a little disappointed in Toby's judgment for even letting him. I mean, come on. This is every time he comes on, this is the same sort of shit that happens.
I've been around Mike my whole life, and he's a decent guy. He's really cool.
Something
he cares. He's an emotional guy.
Hey guys, I was downstairs. Was it okay?
Toby, you can't do that anymore.
I was telling Joey that I've known Mike for a long time, like almost whole life. He's a sweet guy.
Right.
the thing is just, I think in the last couple of years,
nice that Mike left.
Yeah, that's been a bit weird.
Was he threatening you?
Yeah, he was. But
I am so sorry.
But it's only been since he's been into the, you know, the bodybuilding and the mass stuff. And I don't know what supplements and stuff he's doing, but it's only been awful. In the last couple of years that he's been this aggressive like that, right?
Because
he's been a really, honestly, he's a decent guy.
He has always been a stand-up guy. But yes, the roids just have affected him more than anybody I've ever known. And it is just sad.
Yep.
I love my brother. I love my brother, Mike. But I promise you, most times I'm scared when he sleeps in my house.
Well, yeah, he's not the best podcast guest for that reason. I told everybody I really apologize for his language and stuff like that. But let it just be a PSA about steroid use, at least. So at least I'm okay with people hearing about it and seeing what the effects of steroid use are. But I do apologize for the language and the however you take that. I apologize. And I know we take language very far, but certainly that's over.
I apologize if he offended anybody. Yeah. I mean, it is my brother and I love him. I'll never stop loving my brother. But yeah, if he can, I'm sorry. I went downstairs and was just hanging out with
you. You might
want to
hang next time he's here. Like,
okay, I will.
Okay, so Tyson's next. Somebody's telling me.
Old Tyson Motzenbacher.
Tyson, what's up, buddy?
Toby and Matt can't see you, but I can, and I see that vote for Trump button, man. You're all geared up for tonight, huh?
Yeah, that's so rad, dude. Really cool that you're voting for Trump.
I knew Toby was in for Trump, like, after you made Dan so angry.
Yeah, Tyson was there that night when I came home with the... It was the first night I came home with the baby, and then Toby was doing the election stuff and McDonald and Trump... all that stuff, and Dan and McDonald came over and did that, and Tyson was rolling with them that night. So I didn't get to talk to you much, Tyson, that night, but I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, you were like, you had like a baby out in the rainstorm. You're like, I don't care about this.
Did you get a kick out of Toby irritating Dan as much as I did?
I loved it, and I knew what you were doing, but I don't think Dan likes that very much.
No, he doesn't like it.
No, he doesn't like it. That's why I have to do it.
Yeah, the same way. Dan's one of my favorite people to irritate because he's so strong and just dominant with his, you know, I'm not saying he's an egomaniac, but where he's at with his ego and his point of view is so direct, and most people have to just succumb to it. And I don't have to. I know I don't have to. And I love giving him a little bit of hard time and seeing him get a little upset. It's one of my favorite hobbies.
Yeah, it's good. Well, Dan just not to make this all about Dan. I mean, we should have just written Dan in, I guess. Like,
right.
But you know, he knows what he thinks about stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really know what I think about that many things, so I always assume that I'm wrong.
Well, how about
I'm
this election? Do you know what you think about it?
Sort of do, man. I mean, yeah. I mean, I know what I know who I voted for, and I know what I hope happens. But it's a confusing time.
What do you think about people that don't vote? Like old Matt Carter sitting right there.
Oh yeah, Matt didn't vote. Did you? I thought of you, Matt, because. Did you listen to that Louis C.K. thing?
Yep, I did.
Yeah, those who vote for Trump are suckers.
So yeah, suckers, and Trump, adults for Clinton, and then assholes if you vote third party is what he said about Jimmy.
No, it's assholes if you don't vote.
If you don't vote, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's Matt. And I was like, Matt's such an ass.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm actually with Matt, honestly, but like I'm just so sick and tired. And this, I guess you could just call me like a pussy or something, but I just got so sick and tired of having to explain to people this is why I didn't vote and here's why I don't think it's that big of a deal. And honestly, it's like some people are like, man, you're a pastor, you should. And I just got sick and tired of it. So I was like, well, I'll go, I'll vote. And I voted third party, and now I can just tell people, yep, I voted, and here's who I voted for.
Tyson, are you concerned with the state of our country and the divide of people? Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Man, I think so. I got a couple of thoughts. One thought is that, like the whole point of democracy, I think, like, is that it's supposed to be shitty. Like, it's supposed to not be fun, and it's supposed to like have a lot of conflict and a lot of tension in it.
Yeah,
and that's how like nobody runs away with it. Is that like there's all these like this, you know, the series of checks and balances. That's the whole point of the whole thing, is that it's supposed to be messy. And I think that like, you know, the division in this country to me feels like everybody wants their way or like the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket. But the whole point of it to me is that nobody gets their way.
Yeah.
That like everybody is supposed to be sort of bummed all the time. And that's how we all live together and don't kill each other, is that like nobody gets their way.
Right.
That's a pretty
wise way to look at it. I think I agree. That's why I say I'm good with whoever y'all decide. I'm going to go with the flow on this one. Right. I'm going on all of them. This is good. I like democracy. We grind it out. It's rough. And then we get somebody. And hopefully we can get some stuff done and keep it between the ditches and keep on moving. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. And on the other side of that, too, it's like, you know, everyone's so upset on the left. Everyone's so upset about like this sort of gloom and doom on the right. And my point is like, well, dude, if you're my biggest problem with the right is that everyone thinks that like, you know, it's always the Antichrist, right? Like Obama was the Antichrist and now it's a woman. So it can't be the Antichrist anymore. and that's crazy to me. It's like, if we're going to be on the other side of that and try to say like, no, we stand for things like hope and, you know, like some of the biblical side of things of that, you know, that aren't like the issue biblical side, which is sort of the spirit of the gospel to me is like that we take care of people and that you kind of put yourself last. And if that's going to be if you're going to vote Democrat, which is what I did, then we can't, I think you just sort of have to say, well, you know, if it goes to Trump, there's going to be some problems there, I think. But also like, I think we're going to be fine. Like, I think everything's going to be fine. Like it's impossible for the whole system to fall apart in one election cycle. So I'm not like freaking out. I'm going to sleep fine tonight, but it is, I think that the temperature of the country is more scary to me than this election.
Yeah. When it comes to what I'm even as a Christian, I'm not concerned as to whether or not our country follows Christian values or even lives out the gospel. That's not what I want our country to do necessarily. And if I did, then I would certainly have to look through all of its history and be like, well, we dropped the ball all along. Why are things going to change now? You know, I mean, for me,
hey guys, this is crazy. Trump just won. He actually just won. So that's pretty cool. So Tyson, thank you for joining us, man. We appreciate it. I don't know what's going to happen. It's weird, but I think guys, we're in trouble.
There you go.
Tyson, it's always good hearing from you, man.
You guys are the best, man.
Thanks, appreciate it. We like you too. Right. Good stuff.
Yep.
See ya.
We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
See you, buddy. All right.
Okay. Now, I got another thought, but let's get another guest on. I'll suppress my thought unless we have a problem getting them.
Thank you, man.
Are we getting Seth and Melanie? Are they going to be on? Okay. Let me get Seth here.
Weird. I think I was yelling at Mike and my voice is kind of gone now. It's weird. This is unbelievable. I was yelling at my brother, Mike, and now my voice is...
Imagine how Mike feels all the time. His voice has got
to
be...
Y'all know what it feels like to grow up with a brother and a father and a mother like that? I mean, nobody feels bad for... Y'all say I'm mean, I'm loud, I'm not... That my brother, Mike, is just a tiny example of what my mother and father are like.
How does Gary handle all this?
Gary just shut himself off.
I like Mike because he's a tough guy or whatever, but he's just pure emotion, just unbridled. This is great. I love it.
Yeah. He mostly only speaks in profanity.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't even know much more.
He doesn't even have he's not even that much profanity. It's just fucking pussy.
I don't mean this as a joke. Is he special needs?
No, he's not at all.
Okay.
He's nothing like a Svensson.
Why did you use special needs as a cut down?
You did.
I didn't. I asked a serious question.
Mike does not like you, and I'm worried that he's going to come after you, Joey. you know he lives in Columbia. Columbia, South Carolina.
For sure.
You know who Mike reminds me of a little bit is the instructor in the dojo in Napoleon Dynamite.
Definitely. He definitely like that. That's good.
It's actually pretty cool. All right, we bring on another guest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any. I told you this would be a shit show. Like, I've tried to call McDonald a bunch of times, didn't work.
McDonald's out. He had to leave.
I know, but I tried to call him a million times. It didn't work.
He had to leave.
I'm trying to call.
Apparently,
Melanie
things are more important than the Bad Christian Podcast.
I'm trying to call. Where did he have to leave? Right now, he's not working.
No. So. Hold on, Matt. You totally missed that. McDonald had to leave America.
Oh, he left. He said, "Fuck this." So probably just back to Canada. Oh, look here. Looky, look.
All right.
Y'all both hear us. There's no way y'all got two microphones working where you can both hear us and we can hear y'all. Let's see if that worked.
I can hear Hello. You.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are unbelievable. Wow.
Don't tease me.
I'm not teasing you. I told everybody, anybody that pulls off two mics and two headphones and figures out how to do that, I said that's not going to happen. So I'm giving you mad props for figuring it. It's not simple to do multi-input stuff over Skype. So good. Whatever you did a good job. And you got headphones. So great.
Melanie, Trump's not all that bad.
Shut up.
Melanie, you voted Trump, right? That's what Seth told us.
Never. No.
Women for Trump. That's your slogan.
Give me just a second here to let everybody know who Melanie.
She wanted to make America great again, and she did her part. Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
Give me a second, Seth, here to make sure everybody knows who Melanie and Seth are. Seth is our original drummer. Seth's from South Carolina, lives here in Seattle now, Maple Valley to be specific, and Melanie's his West Coast wife. And
does he have an East Coast wife?
His West,
I don't know.
His East Coast wife is just crazy.
Yeah, it's just his West Coast wife. Yeah. His East Coast wife.
What about my European wife? We won't even go there.
Yikes.
And so Seth moved out here, got married, and quit the band immediately, but then is stuck out here. And so now Seth, like me, is the only other person to move to Seattle and stayed here. And we both live here now. So very good.
I like how he's stuck out here.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of, so, I mean, Seth, you do know, I will talk about the election, but for sure, for years and years and years, you thought, well, eventually I'll move back. And now you just have given up. Like, for sure, you thought you would move back.
Right? You completely changed your mind, right?
We bought a house in South Carolina.
Yeah, we bought a house in there and like
never
totally don't let under. Us.
So, yeah, I did think I would go back there. I think anyone who moves 3,000 miles away from home say, yeah, you know, and this might not be permanent, but it is, man.
Right on. And you become and just like the stereotype that Toby always says, you have become what could only be described in some issues as hyper liberal. That is true.
Hyper liberal.
Yes.
So are you?
Not like you.
Uh-oh.
Not like you are.
Watch out. I've seen that face on Seth before. You're about to get in trouble. Watch out.
I mean, you've become extremely progressive since living here on the West Coast. So looking at this election and stuff, it's just kind of
I think that's just a natural progression of things. Like how could you not? If any Seattleite or West Coaster moved to South Carolina and lived there for 12 years, how do you think they would end up?
I don't think they would become Trump. NRA members. I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah, no, they would immediately become KKK.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that works. That's the interesting thing about it.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. So how much has the Northwest actually changed your views? Like, are you not conservative at all anymore? Would you consider yourself a liberal or a Democrat? Or I mean, what is the biggest change? What's the one biggest change in your mindset, you think?
Well, why don't you answer by telling them the last time we went to church? When was that?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago. Yeah, I think
we don't even know the last time we've gone to church.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like I think Toby, you were talking about how you were just cutting the grass and you didn't go to church, and it was like, you know, you still met God there or whatever. It's like, you know, my whole views on that on church and politics and all kinds of stuff is like it has totally changed. Of course, my parents would say, "Whoa, okay, you're gone, you're out there," you know, but whatever, that's fine. It's definitely changed, though.
Now, are you comfortable enough to talk to your parents? Because I'm not. Like, I cannot talk to I got into a very heated argument about politics with my dad about a month ago, and I was just like, I just forget it. I just, no chance. Can you talk to your parents about it?
Well, I can talk to my mom about anything, but it's hilarious because I was listening to you describe your talk with your dad, Toby. And I was telling Matt about it, too. I was like, after I heard that, and I told Matt about this, like, epic fight that me and my dad had, which is not uncommon really at all. And it's like, well, you can't talk about anything. You can't talk about nothing except if it's FSU football or how bad Clemson is or horses. It's like, nope, nothing else. And
not going with you.
It's nope, no way. And then it turns into a fight. And then it's like attacking family and all kinds of stuff. And it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I just accepted it, I think so.
Now, Melanie, has it changed you at all having a Southern husband? Do you feel like y'all were more conservative from the beginning, or do you see a change in Seth or yourself?
I think it's interesting because Seth introduced me to a lot of things that I didn't think initially mattered, like manners and, you know, like what's that thing?
Being
like,
polite.
Yeah, like the sort of Southern...
generosity,
like, loving children,
helplessness.
There is a level of that and I think it's because, like, in the Northwest, not a lot of guys are that way, and I mean, you guys are all Southern dudes and you have a totally different level of interacting with people. Like Matt talked about on our podcast, how like Southern dads are like they're supposed to be like boisterous and they're the dad and they get the bill at supper or, you know, like if we go out to dinner or whatever. And that's like nothing that I ever grew up with. So it's a lot of stuff like that, that I think has, that I've noticed the most.
Melanie, do you have thoughts on us having possibly here our first woman president? Is that a big, big deal? A positive thing? Are you glad about that? Cause I've noticed you being become even more so, I don't know if you say feminist, but I've noticed you be pretty vocal about being a woman and you do not want to be treated differently because you're a woman. Like if you go to negotiate something, you say, no, I have to stake my ground here or whatever. So do you feel empowered at the chance of Hillary Clinton being our president now?
Yes. I think the shift in the last month even, has made me really be like, this would be such a great thing. Have you heard that Louis C.K. thing where he talked about having a president that's a mom?
Yeah.
He's like, we just need a mom president, like a badass mom who can just get stuff done and like take names. And I mean, I think that would be rad. And yeah. And the more I look at it from the feminist perspective, the more I think it would be immensely awesome and probably change lots of things for lots of ladies. And I'm all for that.
Did it work to have a black man be president though?
Totally.
Did that fix the racism thing? It didn't seem to work.
Well, no, it didn't fix it, but it definitely moved the needle a little bit on, you know, like kind of equality for all and stuff like that. Like, I think one of the biggest things that I have changed from moving to South Carolina is just like my perspective on like other cultures and stuff like that. It's like, oh yeah, it's not just all, you know, kind of homogenous Southern stuff.
Polos and khaki shorts.
Yeah, right. You know,
I think Seth always calls me and talks about eating Chinese food. It's just so, it's so open. He's like, I had fried rice last week. And I was like, holy shit. What
don't
is
talk
fried
to
rice?
Me about race. You don't eat fried rice. Don't talk to me about race.
Have you had an egg roll, you bastard?
I think Obama winning actually exacerbated the racist problem because I think white people were able to say, see, we don't have a problem. We have a black president and, you know, no longer had the motivation to change anything at all.
You know what I really believe? I actually think this. If Obama would just have been a Republican, he could have done the exact same thing and it might have helped things more. I know that sounds crazy, but people are so staunch.
That's a good point.
That just in the way they are. Like, I promise you, my family, if it would have said, it is amazing that we had a black president who got our gas.
That's
this cheap
a very crazy.
And who
did, thing.
You know what I mean? Like if he could, I
you
almost,
know what,
I just
know what
wish
they would have said. They would have said, oh, hey, well, he's a good black guy.
Oh. You might be right.
They would say he's one of the good ones or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what
they're
right.
Right. That sounds awful, fine, but you're right.
Melanie, when you see women with signs that say women for Trump, like, what do you think about that? Like, how does that make you?
I have a really hard time.
I think you guys are assuming
it.
That we kind of care about politics, really. But
well,
we
no,
don't.
I mean, he asked me. I think.
Oh,
busted.
Uh oh.
I'm just kidding. No, when
by the way, breaking news: Trump won Ohio just now.
Damn.
So that's
oh wow.
Is that true?
Yep.
Did he win Florida yet?
He's ahead
nope,
in Florida.
He is winning.
Yeah, he's ahead.
He won Ohio.
Wow. Thanks.
That's actually really crazy right now. All right, Melanie, seriously.
Hey, also, Trump, this is really crazy. He's just taken 13 women hostage. I don't even know what he's doing. And he's that's awful. What an awful joke. What a horrible joke. Sorry, that's Melanie. Melanie, what do you think when women are like pro-Trump, like in a, you know, after all the stuff that he said?
I just can't figure it out. I mean, I honestly can't. And it's weird because I have a close friend who's like, yeah, we're voting for Trump. And she's a woman and she has daughters.
Her name is Bridget.
And it's so hard for me to understand because not only did he say terribly, like, just horrible things that I hope people don't say in locker rooms, right? But then, like, the things that happened at like his rallies, you know, where like that one black woman is being like pushed by all those old white dudes. Like, how does someone see that and be like, yeah, that guy and what he stands for, I vote for him. I mean,
it's
I just don't get it.
It's just a groupthink mentality, I think. And here's a funny story. So like, no, I don't talk like that in locker rooms. And there was a quote. It's like, the only thing that guys do in locker rooms is like keep their head down and try not to see other guys' wieners.
Oh,
and I was in the gym locker room today. This morning, what 7 a.m., got out of the shower. There was a dude there, and I thought of that quote. I was like, I don't want to see a wiener. I don't want to see a wiener. I don't want to see a wiener.
What is the deal? Just on a side note, you're exactly right. I was in the gym yesterday, and what is the deal, old guys, when you hit 70, you go, I want everybody to see my old balls and my wiener. It was so funny. There was an old guy just talking to a younger dude, and the younger dude was just kept his face directly towards his locker, would not look left or right, and he's going, yeah, okay. Oh, really?
Because they're not showing off anything great. It's a shriveled little vienna sausage, and they're just proud.
It's a nuts
massive ball,
a foot long.
Yeah,
and the guy gets up off the bench and is still sitting there. It's like, wait a minute, you're nuts.
Gross.
Just a lot of the wieners aren't even long enough to point south. I mean, a lot of them are like east facing. I mean, they're just out with a, you know, just barely.
These are things I didn't know about, and I do. I'm not looking forward to old age now.
Oh, great.
Hey, Seth, one thing I want to ask you before we let you go is Toby's been giving me a lot of hell for saying the word Indians instead of Native Americans. Is that really messed up nowadays to use the word Indians? Because I've heard you say, so Indians is okay? It's politically correct?
Well, yeah, it's either one.
Seth, how about Redskins? Can I say Redskins and stuff?
You can say that, but you might offend a couple of people. But.
So who's the Catawba Indians guy? Because that's your people.
What mascot?
Guy?
Yeah, Trump or Clinton. Trump or Clinton. Oh.
I didn't vote, but I would lean more towards Clinton, but I didn't vote. So,
yeah.
What about you, Mel? Hey, what did you guys vote?
I didn't vote.
Did you vote?
Gary Johnson.
Toby didn't vote.
We moved to Nashville. And
he voted for Gary's Johnson. Okay, yep, Toby's brother will win.
My brother's Johnson is going to win the United States presidency. No, I promise y'all, Jess and I went online. We just moved back in July, August to Nashville. And so we tried to go through the thing, but it wouldn't let us. Like, it would totally lock me out. And then it said Jess could. But then we went through all this stuff and nothing happened. It was just a big hassle. And I was like, I don't know. Now, part of me wondered, if you show up at a voting, Joey, did you have to show your ID today?
Yeah. So basically, if I've been registered once, then you're always registered. But I don't think that's from state to state.
Right.
So I'm registered in South Carolina. I'll always be. I don't need a voter registration card. I just go in with my ID and I'm good.
Cool. Well, I think the local level is more important, but we just moved here, so I don't know anything about it, which is a little bit of an excuse, but... I knew I don't care. We just moved from South Carolina, so I don't care about the local level there. I'll let the people decide. So most likely, here's one thing. Let me ask y'all this last question, Seth and Melanie. Are y'all cool and confident with whoever wins? Like, if it's a Trump presidency, will you guys be okay with it? Like, you'll just go, okay, that is our president. Like him or not, like, do you accept it and just move on?
Yeah,
there's no other alternative, really.
I don't think it's going to change much. I mean, I think that's the one thing people get all freaked out. Oh, if Trump is president.
Yep.
Things, you know, Mariner asks us all the time. Our 8-year-old son asks us, if Trump is president, will he kill us? He literally asks
us that.
And he
gets that from somewhere.
That's because of what I told him.
Yeah.
I told him he doesn't like natives and he'll take our teepee down.
He has friends that are, he has kids in his class that are Hispanic. And he's like, is he going to kick my friend back to Mexico? Man. And it's terrible. And so, but I think that the idea that Trump becoming president is really going to change like our everyday lives is a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
Whatever happens.
All right. I'm dropping y'all off. We're moving on. Thank y'all for joining us. And Melanie referenced the podcast that we're working on together with Seth and Melanie. It's called the Stronger Marriages Podcast. And and specifically season one will be out soon, maybe January. But the podcast is Anatomy of Marriage is the name of season one. And you can find that if you go to anatomyofmarriage.com. I think you can find that and subscribe to it. Listen to a teaser. But that's going to be a big deal. It'll be next year. But thanks, Seth. Thanks, Melanie. See y'all later. Okie doke. So, yeah. All right. We got somebody else. We're probably doing good on time here.
Yeah. Mark Solomon's ready, and he's actually been looking pretty closely at all this. So let's get an update from
maybe
him.
Maybe he can give us a good update. And I've got, I'm sitting on a thought that I'd like to share with everybody. Maybe it'll work with him. It was, again, both guests we have made me think a thought I'd love to share. But it's so hard on the podcast to even get your thoughts out because there's so many people here and we got so many ideas and it's really hard to even get them out. But okay, here comes Mark. Let's see if this Skype will work. Also a podcaster, so I expect him to have a microphone and sound good and have a good internet connection. Hopefully. We'll see. There he is. What's hey, going on? Oh, he's on the telephone. Okay.
he waves us off immediately.
Mark, what's going on, buddy? We hadn't talked to you in a long time, and I'm glad to see your face. Mark, you can't hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear us. Okay. Yep. So it's good to see you. I'm glad I hadn't talked to you in a little bit of a spell, but I'm happy just to see you. So already making me feel good. I'm good hoping you have some significant rant for us. It's okay if you don't. But we've been talking here for an hour or something already, so we've kind of a little bit lost track of what's going on in the news. Have you got any updates for us? You know what's going on right now?
Dude, that stash is unbelievable, man. Hey, so is there a feel on the TV? Like, are people freaking out? Because I'm just watching the internet with the volume off, and it seems like there's, like, every single big-time state, Trump is ahead. He's won Ohio. He's ahead in North Carolina. He's ahead in Florida. I mean, what are people saying?
Well, he's nationwide. He's 2% up. He's at 49%, and she's at 47%. Electoral votes, he's got her by 37 electoral votes right now.
Yeah.
But all the Western states haven't really come in yet, so it's still sort of a who knows what's going on.
So you're an opinionated guy. And I love, and I love it because, and you're just great. Your podcast is great. It's called Never Was. Have you been putting up episodes lately?
I haven't put very many up because I've been working on the new record, the new Stave Saker record.
The new Stave Saker record, yep.
Mm-hmm. And working for the NASCAR tour, so.
Yeah. Okay, so I love your voice. I love your opinions. I'm not putting you on the spot to say something obnoxious, but what I really do like about you is that you really are a person who can commit to the thing he thinks and the stuff he says. And it always comes across very, very sincere and not obnoxious or anything like that, but genuine and often strong. I wonder.
Well,
and we asked if anybody wanted to come on and talk, hang out with us, people that we like and respect. I'm curious if you have any interesting take on where we're at as a country right now.
Well, I will definitely say that I'm shocked. I've been saying the whole time this would be a landslide. I think that Trump was just a straw man set up as an easy takedown. Mm-hmm, but clearly that is not the case. I don't know. There's an old movie with Don Knotts called The Reluctant Astronaut. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
It's basically just in short, he trips and falls and finds himself in the NASA program. This is back in the 60s and he doesn't want to because he's terrified of it. And then by various hijinks, he ends up having to be an astronaut and go into space. And he's been riding it the whole way, telling everybody, oh, yeah, I'm in the NASA program and all this. And then now all of a sudden he has to be an astronaut and go into space. And I always thought it was a pretty good parallel to Trump. I honestly didn't think he wanted this job at all. I don't.
Like he never thought he would get this far.
I still don't. I'm not convinced that he wants to do this job. In fact, I think partially he's sitting in a room somewhere going, shit. You know, I mean, this is like real work, man. He has to do real work. And what's going to happen to that hair? Like,
Think he wants that power, though, and that the history of being the president of the United States? It seems to be right up his alley.
I think he definitely wants all those things, but I don't think he wants to do all this other stuff. I think, honestly, that he would rather be king then president. I don't think president was was the hope. And you know, this whole thing with her, dude, like, this should be a landslide, man. This should be a
right,
like, out of the park, crushed, you know. And she's such a bum out, and she's gone about things, her entire campaign, and the DNC has gone about things in such a gross way that you're actually going to see this nut be our president, man. I'm shocked, dude. Totally shocked.
You think he's going to win right now?
It's looking pretty bad, man. It's looking real bad. Michigan, he's crushing Michigan, you know, 49-45. It's just like,
do you think there's a real chance? I mean, I just don't, I mean, what are they going to get to 270, right? Isn't 270 electoral votes or something like that?
Yeah, it's very simple. If you want to break it down, and this will, again, by the time most people hear this podcast, it'll already be decided. But if he wins North Carolina, Ohio, Florida, and New Hampshire, At that point, we're at a toss up.
Well, he's winning Florida, and he's won. They declared Ohio for him already. It's his. Yeah. I mean, man, it's like,
wow,
it's just shocking, you know. And you're talking about look, if she doesn't go about things the way they've been talking about all this, you know, the emails revealed nothing. That whole thing was such a mess. Like, right. I guarantee her people said, hey, what's in those emails? Nothing. Okay. We demand a full examination. We'll get to the bottom of this, because they knew there was nothing in there. The WikiLeaks thing is what is the real concern. And they don't want to talk about that at all, because it conclusively shows
that's right.
They colluded against Bernie Sanders and pushed him out of it so that they could guarantee that she'd be the candidate. And that alone caused, in my opinion, because, you know, I'm super smart about all this stuff. I'm not, I don't know anything, but I believe the Hillary camp, because I still think it's all camps and groups of people, and the one person gets to be the figurehead, except for Donald Trump. Like, I really think he's just flying solo, and oh my gosh, what a mess. But, you know, her camp pushed that guy out and caused so much disenfranchisement with the whole Democratic community, if you will, the Democrats, that they split their own vote. You know, they alienated all the people that they need to win this thing. And now look what's happening, dude. We're going to get this crazy guy. It's crazy.
Hey, I don't know. This comes from at political polls at political polling numbers, but it says breaking news. New York Times gives Trump 80% chance of winning.
Oh my God.
That can't be true.
He's ahead in New Hampshire right now.
Guys, like, here's the thing. He, like, almost all the votes for Florida's in, and he's up by like a whole percent.
Okay, we're waiting on New Hampshire, Nevada, North Carolina are the ones we need to know. That's the ones we need to know.
I thought I was experiencing like a skewed reality, you know, because I work for NASCAR and I'm around a lot of Donald Trump fans. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. I've seen some things, you know. They write stuff on those walls at the tracks, and the stuff I saw is a pretty obvious, you know, that demographic was handled. He got them good, but you know, I thought, you know, maybe I get away from that a little bit, and I watch, you know, look across the news, and then you look at my Twitter feed, and there's like, I mostly follow a lot of comedians and some athletes. Athletes don't really talk about this stuff. All the comedians are, you know, roundly pro Hillary. So maybe my reality is too screwed up to have had a real grasp. But
Mark, is it a Christian's responsibility to vote?
I don't know about that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't believe in that at all. If it's not in scripture, why make it up? You know, it's
right.
Plenty of other things. It's a Christian's responsibility. There's Mike Erie. I had him on my show once. He's a pastor from Southern California. You know, my wife's huge fan, and he said it great. You know, what happens on November 8th is irrelevant. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. What happens on November 9th and beyond is what's important for us. You want to see abortion as birth control ended. You know, you got to start somewhere. Why not start there? You want to see the death penalty according to scripture applied. And I mean mostly ended the way we have it going right now. You want to see wars stop. Our responsibility is to end that, you know?
Yeah.
We have to put that pressure on.
I went to newyorktimes.com, and right now it says Trump's chance of winning is 92%. It's based on the votes that have come in, and then also what's happened in the past, right?
Right.
This is crazy. This can't be true. Okay, here's the biggest thing in the
world.
I've said this before, but hold on. Is it not? I mean, okay, if you're Hillary Clinton and you're just like, okay, now is my time. I've stood by my husband. he did all this crazy stuff. You know, I've worked my way. You know, Obama came out of nowhere, just a phenom, totally, you know, eight years ago, ripped it from her hands. And now it's her time. And for Donald Trump to stand in the way, like, of all people on earth, you know what I mean? Like seriously, like, she could probably like go to sleep at night comfortably if you went, okay, oh, Bernie beat me, you know, or something like that.
That's the thing, though.
Oh my gosh. It's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. I'm looking on the website. So I use 538.com, Nate Silver's ESPN. data-driven yep. people, and they had Trump at 28% as of today. Yep. And I listen to their podcast every day. They were pretty confident about that today. Right now, so this tempers Toby's a little bit, but even them, they were feeling pretty good this morning based on the podcast they put out last night with that chance. They've got Trump at 48% and Clinton at 50% as of right now.
Wow.
So they've moved massively. And then it really is going to come down to, at this point, North Carolina, Florida, Nevada.
North Carolina is almost total Trump. It's 90% in and he's up by 4%.
I mean, New York Times is projecting that Trump will get 290 to 293 electoral votes, meaning he wins.
I mean, this is so crazy. You got to start thinking, can't be true. Did Trump rig this thing?
I mean, he had, the thing that was pissing
me off. He has 167 and she has 122 currently.
I mean, among many things that was pissing me off was this whole built-in excuse, which to me just revealed, I still stick by it. I don't think the guy wants the job. And, he had it so that he wouldn't lose. You know what I mean? If it was rigged against him, he doesn't technically lose. He gets screwed out of it. And therefore, he can still go on and do his Trump television show on Facebook and all that stuff. But now, dude, it just
has
talk about your all-time backfires, man. Electoral votes, 183 to 131 now.
Do you three guys think that there's going to be, it's going to sound extreme, but some anarchy and just crazy
rioting.
That's
what I'm very worried about. Is people will act.
I mean, this is a guy that people see as a representation as racism. I would even say that some people would see him if Osama bin Laden is on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst president ever, Trump's like a 9. I mean, seriously, that's kind of how people see him.
I'm worried how people will react. I really am.
Okay, here's what I actually think, though. I believe if Trump wins, I don't know if you guys were alluding to this.
They just called North Carolina, by the way. They just called North Carolina.
For Trump.
For who?
Trump.
For Trump. Shit, hey, I'm gonna have to say I'm sorry to Matt Carter because Matt and I have been going back and forth about this. And he said, Trump has a 30% chance to win. That's something serious. And I said, it's nothing. There's no chance. But I mean,
how about this one, Toby? You want to know this popular vote so far? 49.2 for Trump and 46 for Clinton. As everything reported, he's winning the popular vote.
Yes.
More people that recorded have voted for him than
now. That is because the East Coast and the Midwest has already turned in their votes. The West Coast has not turned the votes, which is going to be majority no matter what. Almost every state.
Go on record at minute. Well, first of all, this podcast is getting too long. We need to wrap up. But I still go on record. I still feel like Shue probably will win. I don't know. I think Mark feels like Trump's going to win. Toby's getting on the fence, and Joey probably thinks Trump's going to win. Now, I still am on the fence or probably think Hillary will win, but this is getting crazy. And we're going to have to wrap the podcast. We're not going to see this thing through, of course. But
all right. Well, good luck, America.
Good luck, America. I'll see you on the other side.
So, Mark, hell. Yeah. When's the new Stave Saker come out?
I'll go track my vocals in January, and we'll do overdubs probably in February. My thought is it's April, comes out in April.
Where are you tracking your vocals at?
I'm going to track most of them in California with Jason Martin, just because that's where I'm mostly comfortable. And then we'll hand all the files over to Fig, and he will be finishing production and everything. It's going to be awesome, man. Sounds good. Songs sound cool.
I'm sure. Awesome. So Stave Saker is awesome stuff. Look it up. Check out Mark's podcast and Stave Saker. Never Was is his podcast. And get back to doing it. I love hearing your
They're
podcast.
They're coming. Yeah. They're coming.
You're my favorite voice talent in podcasting. I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you very much. That's very sweet of you. Love you guys and miss you, man. Hopefully.
You too.
Why don't you do another one of them tours? Let's hang out.
Yeah, we'll be there in January. So we'll hang out.
We'll visit the Trump states. See ya.
All right, that's it.
How can we get out of here? We got to wrap this up.
All right, let's wrap it up.
I mean, we just run ourselves into a hole. We've left a big giant cliffhanger here. We've just been talking, chilling, thinking everything's normal. Now we're afraid Trump's going to win. But
got all right. Well, let's end with one number percent that Trump wins, Matt.
Own
number, not internet.
I go with people who I think know what they're talking about. And 538's got Trump at 48%. So I'm going to continue to go with that.
All right. I've got Trump at 51. What about you, Toby?
I don't think there's any chance that Trump is going to win still. I just can't.
There's definitely a chance.
There's a chance, of course.
I might be totally wrong, but I'm just thinking he really won't. I mean, here's the thing.
I'm saying I don't think he wins, by the way.
I was just looking at a chance. I was following a graph here from Deadspin, and they were just showing, it's so funny how the center of America is all red. Like the South and the center is just red. And then all the edges are like blue. It's kind of funny. But
Devin just texted me. He said, definitely thinks Trump's going to win.
Yep. Yeah, that's what he said. I just don't think so. I mean, everybody's saying that because the West Coast has not even come close. I mean, y'all, you guys are three. It's only 649.
Yeah, but they're factoring that in. It's like a stock or something. It's already factored in.
Those states don't really matter, though. That's the thing, Toby. Those states.
Yes, they do. California.
What I'm saying is the website, like 538, knows. 538 knows what happens in the West Coast, and they're still saying 48% chance.
California is already basically a given for Clinton, so it's not like they're thinking. Yeah, so that's not even the main states are Florida, Ohio, North Carolina,
New Hampshire, and Nevada.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, the West Coast just isn't that important, honestly.
Because it's already factored as a win. Even the people that are making the forecast understand she wins California. They know it. And still got a 48% chance. So I still think Clinton pulls it out.
All right.
But it certainly ain't no landslide.
Yeah. Well, to him that knows all, even to the ends of America and further into the west, farther from the west to the east, Father God, we ask thee to deliver America into thine hands. Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Jabberjaw Podcast Network, jabberjawmedia.com. Shh.